What is in store for Israel? Daniel chapter 9. What is in store for the nation Israel? Well, the first thing he said in verse 24 of chapter 9, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. And he means 70 weeks of years, not 70 weeks of days. So you're really talking about 490 years. And this has been determined to deal with the nation Israel. It's in twofold, verse 24, to deal with Israel's sin. He says to finish the transgression, which means to bring something to an end. Her sin of disobedience will be brought to an end. Israel has been a disobedient nation for a long, long time, and the Lord will deal with that. Make an end of sins, to judge Israel's sin with finality. Her sins unpunished completely will be finally dealt with. And then it said, make a reconciliation for iniquity to cover her sin and forgive through the substitution of Christ in their place. They still reject Christ, but God will bring them to that point where they will accept Christ. Secondly, to bring in God's earthly kingdom. He says, bring in everlasting righteousness, which is an age in which righteousness will reign. Seal up the vision and prophecy. It's now unsealed and not fulfilled. But we will seal up the book of prophecy, for all will be fulfilled for Israel. It's now unsealed, but it will be settled. And all the things that God has prophesied will come to true, and the end will come. And lastly, anoint the most holy, which is the holy place and temple, or the Holy One Christ. He said, I'm going to deal with Israel. I'm going to deal with their sin, and I'm bringing in an earthly kingdom. And so he does that, he says, in 70 weeks of years. The beginning of the 70 weeks of years in Daniel 9:25 says, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, and that occurred in 445 or 440 B.C. at the decree of Artaxerxes. And the reason I say 445, 440 B.C., sometimes you find a difference in dates, because the way they count them, sometimes they may count it at the end of a person's year, or they may count it at the beginning of the year. So it's basically the same thing. But Artaxerxes sent out a decree. Then secondly, to Jesus Christ would be 69 weeks of years. He said, unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks of years, and 62 weeks, which is a total of 69 weeks of years, from the time I start the decree to the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 25 he said, and then he said, the city shall be rebuilt in troublesome times, and the street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublesome times, which that's what happened. That's what happened during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, during those times. Unto Messiah, which would be 69 weeks of years, or 483 years. And he's very clear. It's like it's in three stages. One, when the decree to rebuild Jerusalem starts, we know the exact date of that. Unto Messiah or Christ will be 69 weeks of years, from 444 BC to 39 AC. But they count it 360 days a year, not 365. Times 483 equals 173, 880 days, because in Jewish reckoning, it was not done 365, it was done 30 days a month, 360. So when you add all that up, you come to the time of March 30th, 33 AD. And most understand that's when Christ came and was recognized and riding the donkey and recognized as being the Messiah, though they would reject him. And so the Bible is very clear. God has a definite timetable. And I haven't figured all that out. As a fellow who did all the research and figured out that from the time of the decree to the time Jesus Christ was presented as the Messiah is the exact time that God said. Then what's important is the clock stops. kind of like when the battery runs out up there, the clock stopped at 69 weeks of years. Then notice it says Christ would die for our sins. And he says, after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. Be cut off means to be punished. And he would be cut off. He would be punished for our sins, but not for him, for himself, for us. Very clear that after the clock stops, he would be cut off. He would die for our sins. The Roman Empire would destroy Jerusalem and the temple, he says, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with the flood, and to the end of the war desolations are determined. I printed out a little copy here. The clock has stopped. Christ has died for our sins. Then the Roman Empire would destroy the temple, and that's what happened. In the year 66 AD, the Jews of Judea rebelled against their Roman masters. In response, the Emperor Nero dispatched an army under the generalship of Vespasian to restore order. By the year 68, resistance in the northern part of the province had been eradicated, and the Romans turned their full attention to the subjugation of Jerusalem. That same year, the Emperor Nero died by his own hand, creating a power vacuum in Rome. In the resultant chaos, Vespasian was declared emperor and returned to the imperial city. It fell to his son Titus to lead the remaining army in the assault on Jerusalem. The Roman legions surrounded the city and began to slowly squeeze the life out of the Jewish stronghold. By the year 70, the attackers had breached Jerusalem's outer walls and began a systematic ransacking of the city. The assault culminated in the burning and destruction of the temple that served as the center of Jerusalem, of Judaism. And that's what happened. In 70 AD, because Israel had rebelled against the Roman Empire, they came in the process destroyed the temple and the city to put down the rebellion. In victory, the Romans slaughtered thousands. Of those spared from death, thousands more were enslaved and sent to toil in the mines of Egypt. Others were dispersed to arenas throughout the empire to be butchered for the amusement of the public. The temple's sacred relics were taken to Rome, where they were displayed in celebration of the victory. And the reason we said the clock stopped is because Jesus died probably 33 AD, somewhere around there. In 70 AD, just like he said, the people of the prince that's going to come, the revived Roman Empire, would destroy the city and the sanctuary, and that's what they did. And what happened was the Jews were scattered all over the world. The diaspora, what we call it, scattered all over the world. And they're not anymore, though. In 1948, they came back to be a nation, but God predicted this would happen. Then there's 1 week of 7 years left. 69 weeks of years until the Messiah. Clock stops. He dies for our sins. 70 AD, the temple is destroyed and Jerusalem with it. And then there's 1 week of 7 years left. That's why we call it Daniel's 70th week. This is when Antichrist will make an agreement with Israel. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. We're talking about the tribulation. 1 week is left. 1 week of 7 years to deal with Israel. And it's called the tribulation. And he will make a covenant, an agreement, for 1 week, for 7 years. But after 3.5 years, he will break it and persecute Israel. He says in verse 27, and in the midst of the week, which is halfway through, he should cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. So, in the last 7 years, Antichrist will make a peace agreement. Oh, all is well. We've now got victory. In the middle of it, he'll break that agreement and begin to persecute Israel. The abomination of desolation is when he proclaims himself as God. In verse 27, for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that shall be determined, shall be poured upon the desolate. A lot of different King James words. It just means that the abominations make desolate, that he declares himself as God in the last 7 years, called the tribulation. Now, Daniel further talks about this. It is always divided into two parts, the first 3.5 years and the second 3.5 years. The scripture always divides it into two parts. One is called the tribulation, the other one is called the great tribulation, when God really pours out judgment. Daniel 7 says, "And he shall speak great words," talking about the Antichrist, "against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High," meaning he shall persecute them. "And to think to change times and laws," he'll make his own laws and do what he wants to do. "And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time." The word time equals 1 year. The word times equals 2 years. You plural it, and so it's two and one. And then the dividing of time is a half a year. So he says very clearly that he will do his persecution and what he does for 3.5 years. The total is 3.5 years. That's what he means. "And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week," halfway through the week of 7 years and halfway through, is 3.5 years. He said, Daniel 12, "And one said to the man clothed in linen, which is upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" Daniel 12, 7 says, "And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand, his left hand unto heaven, and swear to by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished." Once again, he says it, time, times and a half, 3.5 years. He will be given his authority by God, but it will be taken away with. Then Jesus, that's just what amazes me. Then Jesus in Matthew speaks of the tribulation. And he tells of the tribulation in response to the disciples' questions. "And as they sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And then Jesus describes in the first few verses the first half of the tribulation, and then he describes the second half of the tribulation, and he describes the midpoint, and this is what he says. "When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand." Jesus said, when you see it, if you're living at that time and you see the abomination of desolation, he says he'll stand in the holy place and declare him as God. When you see that, if you read the following verses, then you better run for your life. You better run for your life. You better head out to the hills. You better get to the mountains, because he is coming after you to persecute. Jesus says all that. And then he describes the very things that Revelation describes. So go over and read Matthew 24, 4 through 31. People always say, and I'm not wanting to tear it down, but people always say, well, you know, the Bible says wars and rumors of wars. Yes. But if you study where that is said, it is said in the middle of the tribulation. It's not talking about today. Now, is it true, probably, that as we get closer to the end, that things will crank up? He says in there will be earthquakes. People say, yep, there's earthquakes. That just shows it. No, Matthew 24 is talking about the 7 years of tribulation, not today. Now, is it true that as we get closer to the end, it may crank itself up? Yes. But he's talking about the tribulation. And then he says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. It's called the tribulation when God, well, you can read Revelation, it's not going to be pretty. God will bring great destruction, but it's only for 3.5 years. Revelation 6 through 19 is a detailed description of this tribulation, of Daniel's 70th week. So you read Revelation, it's half 3.5 years and half another 3.5 years. And Jesus takes Daniel's 70 week and he said, well, tell us, what's it going to be like in the end before you come? So Jesus said, well, let me give you an expansion of what Daniel said. And then God reveals to John and said, now let me give you an expansion of the details of what happens in that 70th week. So that's what Revelation is. Revelation divides the period into two parts of 3.5 years each. It says in Revelation 11, but the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall be tread underfoot 42 months. This is the last 3.5 years. 42 months is 3.5 years. Then he says in Revelation 11:3, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. This is the first 3.5 years of tribulation. And it's 1,260 days, which means it's counted as 30 days per month, not our 365 a year. But it's counted as 30 days in prophecy. And so he's describing a half of the tribulation. 360 days a year times 3 years equals 1,260 days. Okay. Revelation 12:6, and the woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. 1,260 days, meaning the woman is Israel fleeing from the persecution that's coming. But that's the second 3.5 years. Revelation 13:5 says, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months, which is 3.5 years. So Revelation is Daniel is sort of the headline. Jesus expands it, and then Revelation expands it further to describe Daniel's 70th week in detail, divided into two parts. Oh, the end. So that came up quick, didn't it? Boy, wouldn't you wish sermons would just end like that? Oh, preach, boop, over there, okay. Daniel 9 says 70 weeks of years. The last week remains, which is 7 years. Jesus expands on it, and Revelation gives the detail. Now, as I understand it, we won't be here. As I understand it. Because Jesus, 1 Thessalonians talks about what we call the rapture, which is when Jesus comes in the air, he describes that we will be caught up. And that's where the word rapture means, to be caught up. And then 1 Corinthians 15 then describes, he says, behold, I show you a mystery. And a mystery is not something mysterious, something hidden from the Old Testament. And the mystery is we're not all going to die. But some of us will be changed in an instant. So, for example, tonight, if Jesus came back right now in the rapture, then if we were alive, we'd be caught up and changed just like that and go right in the air. And those who are dead will be raised from the dead. So as I understand it, we won't be here. And the reason is, because the 70 weeks and the 70th week is not for us. It's for Israel. That's why he said 70 weeks of years have been determined. I'm going to deal with Israel and I'm going to bring in everlasting righteousness. And Daniel in the chapter 9 has got all these revelations. Lord, tell me more about it. When is this going to happen? What's going on? And so he tells it. 1 week is left. Matthew does it in Revelation. And that is the tribulation. we will be caught up. Now, there are some, and I'm thinking about this. I may not do this. I don't know yet. I've been thinking about teaching what the different people believe, but I may not do that. Might upset you too much. I don't know. Along the way, tell you what Baptists believe. But there's some that would not see it that way. That's okay. I think it's pretty clear. I don't know how any way you can see it. Are we getting close to the end? Don't know. Could be another 1,000 years. Could be tomorrow. Could be tonight. But we're always to live waiting. And I don't know about you, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. And so we're looking forward to that day. What's interesting about God is it's only going to take him 7 years. It's not like when you read, oh, the tribulation, oh, it's going to be terrible. It's only 7 years. God does it. He does it quickly, and it's dealt with. And then Revelation 21 says, a new heaven and a new earth, and we'll live for him forever and ever and ever. If you got any questions, write them down. I'll try to answer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your wonderful grace, and we thank you for the truth of Scripture. Help us, Lord, to know your ways and to learn about you and just rest in your eternal care, because, Lord, you look after us and you yourself know when the end is coming. We have no idea, really. We trust in you. So, Lord, we trust you know, and when that time comes, you'll take us home to be with you. You'll deal with Israel, and then we'll come back with you, reign 1,000 years, and then we will enjoy eternity forever and ever and ever.